This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group to start off another week in the ag marketplace. Bill, what do we see going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
I got to talk about the wheat today. Wheat market's been amazing. Came in today with some pretty negative action in the wheat. You had another cancellation by China. That's three in a row. Maybe that's the end of it, though. You had pretty good weather conditions for the wheat crops in the U.S. and Russia, and as usual, slack exports. But it may have been too much bearishness. The market, if you look at the interday charts, pretty impressive. Around 6 o'clock this morning, it was trading on its lows, and the market reversed. About 7 o'clock on, and it's since rallied about 25 cents. If you look at the day chart, I mean, it's you're tempted to say, well, finally, we're going to see a low, but it's precarious to predict a low in wheat. Market seems to have no bottom. Every time you think it's bottomed out, a week or 2 weeks later makes new lows. But it's certainly cheap enough to be carving on a low, and especially if corn and wheat rally, corn and beans continue to rally and help it out. So right now, another key reversal on wheat. Actually, had one Friday, too, where it made new lows and closed higher off a neutral USDA report, despite the third cancellation of Chinese wheat purchase and good-looking crops and poor exports. So we'll just hope that this is the real deal.
That, again, was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious. Make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message, furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn up 2 even at 441 and 3 quarters. May soybeans down 4 and 3 quarters at 1179 and a quarter. May soybean meal down 420 at 337.20. May soybean oil up 47 cents at 46.64. On the Merck, April live cattle went unchanged at 187.60. March feeders down 95 at 248.25. April lean hogs down $1.10 at 83.27. April pork cutout unchanged at 92.20. That's been a check of the closing market prices. I'm Riley Smith.